people not putting words into your mouth. You'd like to see the city perhaps move to just an April election in odd-numbered years, and that and get rid of this February general election.
Well, you know, we had this discussion back in 2009 when I was on the council, and there was some concern about the cost of the county for having our general election in February, and then anybody who didn't receive the required number of plurality, majority, whatever we it's in the code is referred to as majority, is then goes on to another supplementary election in April. The cost for that is cumbersome for the county to endure since we're the only election in February. I think maybe this current discussion as it relates to a low voter turnout in our second ward aldermanic race where there's still some folks that are not comfortable with the outcome or how that all transpired, I think that we'd be essentially taking care of both those issues if we could convince the council to look at changing or amending our special charter to put all of our election eggs, so to speak, in one basket in the consolidated election in April. I don't know if there's enough support on the council to do that, but I think we can have that discussion.
So that's not just a matter of amending the city election code. You would then have to change the city charter?
That's my understanding from the clerk's office is that that's what that would entail, would be an amendment to the city special charter. And if I can throw this in for what it's worth, we're one of the handful of communities in the entire state that has its own special charter. And don't ask me to enumerate the others because I don't know right off the top of my head, but it's a handful of the other hundreds of municipalities in the state.
Do you know the roots of having a special charter?
I do not. I do not know.
Has it been in existence for as long as Macomb has?
That's a good question. Don't even know that if that's the correct answer or not. But we can find out, and we can have that as part of the discussion when we get this behind us. I think it would be prudent to let this election settle, less settle, and then undertake that discussion.
And being a community of less than 25,000, are you allowed to make these sorts of changes?
Well, you may be getting the home rule. Is that mm-hmm. what you're talking about? Yes, there are. We as a body, adopted a special charter. There's no reason to suspect that we wouldn't be able to amend it. So it's just a matter of finding the protocol for doing that, and I'm sure that our staff can do that.
So how soon might you look at talking to aldermen about perhaps consolidating everything to April?
I think, again, we'll wait and see how the balance of this election cycle goes, and then we have that discussion maybe end of May, first part of June, sometime maybe even over the summer. Or if we're concerned about making sure everyone's involved, we'll take it up next fall.
All right, thanks.
You bet.